Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
Inspirational party this campus has ever seen. Is that correct? Some righteous bud we got going on there. We need some bodacious jock babes coming in. We need some hot ass punk rock babes. I don't care where they come from. The most important thing, it's imperative that we have a diversity in the pussy department.
Intercepted.
Don't sleep on Barry O. Don't ever sleep on Barry O.
It's a gnarly institution.
Where is he? Dennis, that Eric, come here. Get this. Okay, we gotta have. So just watch. This is how you're gonna do it. All right. This is. I'm really frosty right now. By the way, this is your constitution. All right. It's just a piece of paper. We gotta keep its integrity because it's gonna hold everything together. This right here. This is us. This is the American people. We're special. We're magic. Hello. Yay. We all live in here. All right. The most important thing is that we don't get too far apart. Me and you. We gotta be close. That's the magic of America is love. Otherwise, we're gonna get air bubbles in there. It's gonna start canoeing and everything. We don't want that.
Yeah.
All right, you get that? All right, look. My way ahead of you,
no
bro.
More.
I'm already
no
done.
More.
Boom,
that's
fireworks, 4th of July. That's for you. We want like 10 of these.
Oh,
my God, I'm so f***ing waste. I'm so
f***ing
what was I saying?
And I just start dreaming and it all becomes music.
Hit that beat like King Kong, like Tarzan, like King Kong, like what the fuck is she on? Music.
freestyle music. Freestyle.
Hey, this is Dr. Furious here, wanting to say thanks to all you listeners out there being part of the Micropowered Experience. This is WCOM FM, WCOM LP Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Essentially means we are micropowered, like straight out of the community. Low wattage, but big time beats. Bang. There's some stuff from Sector 7G. Also, had fun listening to some new stuff from Dat Boy Red. That was some cool stuff, my friend. I'm looking forward to learning more about your music and stuff. For everyone else that doesn't know about the Furious George Experience, you should be potentially warned it may be offensive. So I've warned you. And for everyone else who knows all about the show, definitely check out the next couple beats here from Bass Nectar. Some brand new stuff I just got from there, the freestyle mix we started off with. And some brand new stuff also from Hero Bust, a mix out of the folks Lab Coded in Asheville. And man, some other good stuff, including that there in the background. Sector 7G, who actually made a mix for the show recently. I'm going to play some more of that. I'm going to get back to the music. If you want to learn more about Furious George, go to furiousg.blogspot.com or just check out wcomfm.org. That's where plenty of good stuff is, including how we made it into this amazing new kick-butt studio that I just want to keep saying is just mind-bogglingly good. Hey, look, I'm Furious. Stick around. Thank you.
president, I will sit down day one, sit down with leaders for a couple hours, talk about the issues, talk about the challenges.
Ian Peel is back for a second term this fall.
We decide, not you. Brought to you by voting rights available at participating.
Election Day is approaching, and this year your pathetic, statistically meaningless vote is more important than ever. To help you make the right choice, guide to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney comes from a family known for its rich and storied history of failed presidential campaigns. For generations, the Romney family has been recognized as one of the nation's oldest and most prestigious presidential election losing families. Losing a presidential election is in Mitt Romney's blood. It was in his father's blood. Some say it's what the Romneys were put on this earth to do. But now that he's actually the GOP candidate, the stakes are higher than ever. Does he have what it takes to pull off yet another humiliating defeat? The next fact you should know is that Mitt Romney is a member of a religion that we apparently all have to pretend is just a religion like any other. Governor Romney's religion, which we all have to say is no more odd than any other major religion, even though we know for a fact that it is because, holy shit, just look at it, is expected to play a minor role in this year's election, which is crazy because it really should be the very first thing anyone talks about when Mitt Romney's name is brought up, seeing as it deeply informs virtually every aspect of his personal and professional life. But that's something we apparently don't talk about, so I'm going to move on now. It is also worth noting that Mitt Romney played Roseanne's boss for half a season of the hit sitcom Roseanne. On the issue of immigration, evidence has shown that Governor Romney's stance on immigration varies in direct proportion to his physical distance from the U.S.-Mexico border. For instance, if Mitt Romney is speaking to Latino-heavy states like Arizona or New Mexico, he believes that America is a nation of immigrants and that immigration provides an important source of labor for our economy. However, if he's addressing factory workers in Pennsylvania, he believes that jobs should be protected for native-born Americans and that the U.S.-Mexico border should be policed by predator drones, stealth bombers, and, if necessary, a bottomless trench extending across the U.S. southern border. On the contentious issue of abortion, Mitt Romney has made his views clear. He is vehemently against medical procedures to terminate the life of an unborn child, but does enjoy watching abortions whenever he gets the chance. Romney has repeatedly said that anyone who's interested really should take the time to watch an abortion at some point, because it is actually a really cool and fascinating process to look at, even if you're opposed to it. If Romney is elected president, what can we expect from his first term in office? Political pundit Jim Haley offers his projection.
Since the planet will almost certainly be rendered uninhabitable by climate change and food shortages within Mitt Romney's first term, we will most likely see him construct a large space ark capable of carrying two of every denomination of currency. He will then load the space ark with $2, 2 euros, 2 yen, and two of every other world currency, and light off into the cosmos to found a new interstellar plutocratic utopia.
Get hot and just say it. But then if you
thing to know heading into this November is that the Lakers with Dwight Howard are just too good. For you to make your voice heard while a small group of billionaire campaign donors decide the election. To help you prepare, here now is The Onion's in-depth voter's guide to Democratic candidate Barack Obama. The first thing voters should know about Barack Obama is that he has never actually experienced hope before and is purely working off of other people's descriptions of what hope feels like.
We're going to offer the politics of hope.
Although he has evoked the concept of hope on hundreds of occasions in his political career, Obama, in fact, has never felt anything but total hopelessness and frequently requires aides to brief him on what a person feeling hope might look or sound like. Another important fact for voters to consider is that Barack Obama was actually president once before, from 2008 to 2012.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Thus, if elected, Barack Obama will actually be serving his second term as a U.S. president, which may come as a surprise to many voters.
God bless you.
It is also worth noting that Barack Obama is the father of two young daughters, Donna and Brenda. On the key issue of gay marriage, Barack Obama has offered his support.
They've got to be treated like every other American.
But admits that his views on the subject are always evolving, and that he could see himself vehemently opposing same-sex unions at some point in the future. Obama says that his views on gay marriage evolve so quickly and so erratically that it is truly impossible to say where he might stand on the issue in even a few months' time. He might support gay marriage, or he might believe that marriage is a sacred bond designed only for a man and a woman, or between whatever selection of sexes the human race may have evolved into at that time. On the issue of abortion, Barack Obama has always firmly maintained that a woman should terminate an unwanted pregnancy just once for herself, to see if she likes it or not. Obama maintains that even a woman who opposes abortion should at least try it, because what if she doesn't hate it? What if she thinks it's actually kind of great? These are the questions that Obama would like all women to consider. If Obama is re-elected for a second term, what would the country look like? Political pundit Jim Haley offers his projection.
I don't know. I guess we could probably expect to see continuing tensions among Democrats and Republicans. Definitely a few more mass shootings at schools or malls or wherever. Another terrible album by LMFAO. A new Avengers movie with Josh Whedon writing and directing. Also, probably a slew of poorly-received new NBC sitcoms, everyone getting slightly fatter, the economy, that kind of stuff.
Finally, what is the most important issue in this election? The only thing of any real importance in this world, the only thing at all, is love. This is all meaningless. This video doesn't matter. This election doesn't matter. And Barack Obama and Mitt Romney certainly don't matter. So long as you have love in your life. A presidential term lasts only 4 years, but love, love lasts a lifetime. When I was 18, I fell in love. Real love, too. Not some naive high school romance. But I was young and cocky, and I let her slip away. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about that. About what could have been. God. About what should have been. So heading into the 2012 presidential election, there's really only one piece of advice. Fall in love. Settle down. Make a life together. That's your only hope. Beyond that, everything is garbage.
Candidates are grossly exaggerating. I'm not so sure. Based on some of their past debates, tomorrow.
Let me just make a couple points. My definition, here's...
I hope they either take off the head or make it or make it correct.
Let's just be clear.
We hired a lawn company to mow our lawn.
Is that what
As I said before...
With my wife, we've...
We have...
What we...
But...
Let's see. We could start with his idea to have a lunar colony that would mine minerals from the moon.
You said that it. Let me just make a closing point. That made no sense whatsoever. Let me just make a couple of points. My definition, here's...
I hope they either take off the head or make it, or make it correct.
Let's just be clear.
We hired a lawn company to mow our lawn. We could start with his idea to have a lunar colony that would mine minerals from the moon.
You said that it... Let me just make a closing point. That made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
and my woman's disrespected. If you check 1-2, my word of advice to you is just relax. Just do what you got to do. If that don't work, then kick the fact. If you don't mind, I'd rather buy the flame, ignite a crowd, a cloud. Oh, you wanna just get high and just say it. But then if you a lie, lie, pants on fire, wolf cry, agent with a why, I'm gonna know it when I play it. It's bigger than here, high, here, high, here, high,
yellow bird that got everyone talking.
I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS. I'm going to stop other things. I like PBS. I love Big Bird. I actually like you, too. But I'm not going to keep on spending money on things to borrow money from China to pay for it.
As soon as Mitt Romney mentioned Big Bird, fake Big Bird accounts blew up on Twitter. Fired Big Bird has about 26,000 followers right now, with tweets like, "If Mitt Romney wins, this is what I will be forced to do," with a picture that has Big Bird with a "I will work for food" sign, and even one where Big Bird claims allegiance with the 47%. Poor Big Bird. Joining us now by phone is Paula Kerger, the CEO of PBS. Welcome, Paula.
Thank you for having me on, Carol. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
We're excited to talk to you. I mean, the Big Bird moment was funny, but there's a serious issue here, and that is funding for PBS. Were you surprised that Mitt Romney brought up Big Bird?
I was. I mean, with the enormous problems facing our country, the fact that we are the focus is just unbelievable to me, particularly given the fact that, you know, at another part of the debate, both candidates talked about the importance of education. We're America's biggest classroom. We touch children across the country in every home. Whether you have books in your home or computer or not, almost everyone has a television set. And so we're able to bring kids across the country not just enjoyable programs, but programs that really help them prepare and get ready for school, with core curriculum and math and science and literacy. So the fact that we're in this debate, this is not about the budget. It has to be about politics.
So tell us, how much money does Big Bird get from the government?
Well, actually, Big Bird doesn't get money from the government. In fact, the money that comes from the government into the Corporation for Public Broadcasting actually doesn't even come to PBS. It goes to our member stations. And so that is actually what's at risk if, in fact, we are defunded, because the money is going to stations across the country. In aggregate, our money is about 15% of our budget. But, you know, when you look at it station by station, there are some stations, particularly in rural parts of the country, that they're a part of the federal budget is 50, 60, 70%. Those stations will go off the air. And so for people sitting in communities across the country, that is at risk. That is the consequence if, in fact, our money is zeroed out.
We have been,
for the 40 years of our history, a great public-private partnership, and we take the federal money and we leverage that with resources that we raise.
I want to talk a little bit about Jim Lehrer, because there are critics this morning just annihilating his performance last night. I mean, the Big Bird moment was funny, but there's a serious issue here, and that is funding for PBS.
I, I was. I mean, with the enormous problems facing our country, the fact that we are the focus is just unbelievable to me.
The three national networks join in broadcasting of this special historic television event, sponsored by the League of Women Voters. And now, here's the moderator for tonight, Ruth Klusen.
Good evening, this is Ruth Klusen of the League of Women Voters. Welcome to the first of three televised presidential debates between the Republican nominee, President Gerald R. Ford, and his challenger, Governor Jimmy Carter of Georgia, the Democratic nominee for president.
But the Romney campaign is not taking this ad lying down. They released their own ad today starring a Romney employee that tells a very different story.
My name is Alistair Rexford, and I've been a butler in the House of Romney since before Master Romney was born. And we, his faithful servants, are rather like the invisible people. And that's just as it should be. Sweet Matthew. He doesn't realize the services I provide. But if he did realize it, I wouldn't be a very good butler, would I? Much like the gears in Lord Romney's finest Swiss watch, my purpose is to remain hidden, moving hither and thither with the utmost discretion, making sure that all his affairs run smoothly. Just last week, as I was wiping him, sweet Matthew mistook me for an Ottoman. My best work yet. Good show, Wexford. Jolly good show.
TV. Hey, how are you?
Cookies. Can I take one?
Hey, thank you for the bench. Don't commit suicide.
I will force spiders and badgers on the enemy and get them all to shut up. If Madonna married a real giant, that would be good.
At least I think it would. Wait, no, it wouldn't, because never mind.
Happy stepchild. I told you to check it out. Oh, hey, this is for the cow. In America, we have a song. Ding dong, llama wani jumping with a nice pig. She thinks I'm going in. Save your herd. Did the princess seize my buddy's boat? Aye, captain.
The next fact you should know is that Mitt Romney is a member of a religion that we apparently all have to pretend is just a religion like any other. Governor Romney's religion, which we all have to say is no more odd than any other major religion, even though we know for a fact that it is because, holy shit, just look at it, is expected to play a minor role in this year's election, which is crazy because it really should be the very first thing anyone talks about when Mitt Romney's name is brought up.
Spend money on robotic things. I spend money on video games. We'd play pole position and go beep. We'd go fast around the track. Man, it was a good game. Because if Madonna had a wooden statue, she just gobbled that sardine. We got Winona Ryder out there pissing off people with a guitar. They're a bunch of punks. Now you got me whispering to a freak who thinks that fish have menstrual cycles.
It's all around. make it pump more. Never stay steady. I'm into the funk flow. Ready with that mind war. It's a hologram. It's a hologram. It's a hologram. Heavy leg, belly, babe, boy, make it pump more. Never stay steady. I'm into the funk flow. Ready with that mind war. It's a hologram.
Role in this year's election, even though we know for a fact that it is, because holy shit, just look at it, is expected to play a minor role in this year's election, which is crazy because it really should be the very first thing anyone talks about when Mitt Romney's name is brought up, seeing as it deeply informs virtually every aspect of his personal and professional life. But that's something we apparently don't talk about, so I'm going to move on now. That Mitt Romney played Roseanne's boss for half a season of the hit sitcom Roseanne.
Are you a math dork? Had pork chops and beans and put in the freezer and it rotted after a month. Yo mama's pudgy. Face it. I said, son, I don't want to hear you say bad about your mama. And then he said, prison. I'm a party rapper, that's how I am. Boy, these rappers and their beautiful Mexicans gotta keep my mind free. Yo mama can eat me. Centurions from East Asia near Mumbai got my cooler and they took my spider jars into prison. I said, I'm gonna let you do this. Let's just go out and shop and grease a big nickel. I'm a gremlin.
Trust me,
I'm leaving the party. Now I want everyone to stuff the ice chest.
Has ever seen. Is that coming to me? You just grab that. Some righteous bud. Some righteous butt we got going on there. We need some bodacious jock babes coming in. We need some hot-ass punk rock babes. I don't care where they come from. The most important thing, it's imperative. Now, we have a diversity in the pussy department. Don't sleep on Barry O. Don't ever sleep on Barry O. Apartheid is totally gnarly. It's a gnarly institution.
Where is he? That is that. There, yeah, come over here. Get this. Okay, we gotta have a system in place to get everybody weed, all right? So just watch this side. You're gonna do it, all right? This is your constitution, all right? Just a piece of paper. You gotta keep this in mind.
Here a little bit, sign over to the next hour. I'm Furious George. Do this every Thursday from 10 to 11, and this show just happened to be the most recent cathartic election breakdown. So if you like what you're hearing, especially some of the beats in the background, there's some really good stuff from Sector 7G, Bass Nectar's newest mix, Freestyle, and some other good stuff that I'm eager to share with you. If you want to check it out online, go to furiousg.blogspot. That's where we post a lot of our old shows. But you can also learn more about WCOM, WCOM, Micropowered Radio, what it's all about, why we do this for free, why it's so much fun, why we come every Thursday. And now we just happen to be able to do it in this really funky, cool new studio. Man, if you can hear my voice and you are doing it old school style from like a real radio, then, you know, I look forward to just busting out this whole side of the window here and having big, giant street parties. It's been done. We've done it before. At least the Furious George show has. We did it one time in old school days. We got some permits and took over some streets. So look forward to that. And if you're doing this, you know, the more modern style online, download the show from wherever you may happen to be. We get the show downloaded all over the world, so it's getting out there somehow. If you're doing that, make your own dance party. Be furious about it. If you're not furious, you're not paying attention. Hey, I'll be back next week. Hopefully nothing too crazy will go down between now and then. And if so, I'll try and F it up. Furious style. Thanks for listening to Micropowered, man. Furious.